We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 football championship game. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And welcome. Glad to be with you. Coming up on the show tonight, a full coverage of Big 12 basketball. Now, all right, maybe a little Matt Rhule stuff if I've got some time with you. I've got some thoughts on Matt Rhule. But a preview of the full slate of games Saturday, and there's some good ones. Number 4, Baylor. With the big win on the road over Texas Tech Tuesday night, they'll be at number 3, Kansas. The 22nd ranked Red Raiders will be faced with trying to slow down Shibuye and Culver at number 17, West Virginia. That's another good one. TCU with the big win at Kansas State Tuesday night, they're 2-0, hosting Oklahoma State, who is 0-2. K-State at Texas, Oklahoma at Iowa State. Those are the night games on Saturday. But before that, a Wednesday night game for the Cyclones, hosting the Jayhawks. That game just about to get started. Now, earlier, I spoke with John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones, and I started by asking John about Tyrese Haliburton, who came up with the Big 12's first triple-double of the season to earn the Player of the Week honors. 22 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. It came in their 81-79 loss at TCU.
Yeah, it was terrific. And really, that's no different than what he's been doing all season. He's flirted with triple doubles on a couple other occasions, but he's just been so good all season long. And, you know, it was never more amplified than when Iowa State lost to Florida A&M without him in the lineup, because so much of what Iowa State does goes through Tyrese. And yes, you should probably still beat Florida A&M on your home floor, even if you don't have your best player, but he's not only Iowa State's best player. I think he's one of the top 10 players in college basketball, personally. And, you know, projected to go in the top 5 picks in the NBA draft by a lot of the mock drafts. If he decides to go that route, he may very well come back to Iowa State. But he's having a fabulous season. He's on line to become the first player in 23 years to have an average of 17 points. I believe it's 7 assists per game, 6 rebounds per game, and then better than 2 steals a game. Nobody's done that in the last 23 years. And so, you know, I mean, he's doing some really special things. And Tyrese is not only a great player, he's a tremendous leader, even just as a young player. He's just a sophomore, but he is a guy that people really gravitate to. They love his personality. He's always positive. His dad really gave him his personality of being a very bubbly guy, an outgoing guy that really picks his teammates up all the time. And Iowa State could use a little bit of that right now after that tough loss at TCU and, you know, of course, the loss to Florida A&M. They need a guy like Tyrese around. So, you know, they're going to especially need it this week coming back home to face Kansas and Oklahoma. So his efforts on the basketball court are magnified by what he does off the court to lead this Iowa State team.
Yeah, big picture. You talked about the Florida A&M game. That was right before the TCU loss. After the win over number 16 Seton Hall in early December, in fact, a month ago to the day, the team has lost 3 out of 4. So big picture, what are the concerns for Coach Steve Prohm?
Well, the hard part about college basketball is you project out what your roster is going to look like over the next 3 or 4 years, and you do that based on an assumption that guys are going to still be around. Well, what you can't predict is that Talen Horton-Tucker is going to go declare for the NBA draft after his freshman year, or that Lindell Wigginton is going to declare for the NBA draft after his sophomore year. You know, and so between losing those two guys and Mariel Shayok, who had a tremendous senior season last year, and Nick Weilerbab, who was a really steady force, Iowa State lost a lot off last year's team. And so a lot of guys are stepping into much bigger roles than they played in the past, or new roles completely. And I think that's the challenge for this Iowa State team, is guys trying to take on more. And, you know, it's a good group of guys. They play hard. They do have some really good talent on this basketball team, but they're still learning how to play together, and they're still learning how to take on those roles that have been kind of thrust upon them with the departure of those four guys that were really probably four of the top five players on last year's team. So it's been a process. It takes a while. You know, obviously the time is slipping through the hourglass. You want to get it figured out quickly. But the great thing about playing in the Big 12 is it gives you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity for big wins. And you mentioned Iowa State has the big win over Seton Hall. They need some more wins like that. They need some more resume wins. And then, you know, they have to have a winning record in conference play probably to realistically get into the NCAA tournament. That should go hand in hand with hopefully getting some of those big wins if they're able to do that. But that's what I love about playing in this league. You get the true round robin. You get everybody on your home floor. And Iowa State needs to beat some teams like Kansas and Baylor and Texas Tech. You know, they have to get a win or two against some of those types of teams to really enhance their resume. But the great thing in the Big 12 is you get those opportunities.
Let's talk a little bit about tonight and what we might see. In the second half of that game at TCU, they went with a smaller lineup with Michael Jacobson and Solomon Young on the bench. Was that just kind of that kind of tinkering around to see what may or may not work, or will we see a smaller lineup beginning tonight against Kansas and moving forward?
Well, it's a good question, and I don't know the answer in all honesty yet. You know, I think with Kansas, it's a little different than any other animal, you know, because they're going to play their two bigs, and you're going to have to match up somehow with that. Now, do you, if you're Iowa State, say, no, we're going to play small and try to combat you with quickness and making some outside shots? Or do you say, no, we can, this is one time that playing the two bigs can really help us. We've been doing it all year, so let's stick with it for one more night at least. You know, I do think that Coach Prohm's teams through the years have tended to play better with one big and four smalls and really switching on ball screens out front. That's kind of the way he's built this program. And if you look at what he's recruited in the incoming class, they got a lot of guys that are versatile, 6'5", 6'6", guys that can do that kind of thing on the perimeter. Right now, this year, you know, as I mentioned, you don't get to go pick up a free agent. You don't have that luxury in college basketball. So when your roster gets shaped and all of a sudden it is what it is, that's what it is for the entire season. And so, you know, Iowa State's one of their strengths is they have three good post players in Solomon Young, Michael Jacobson, and George Condit. I think Condit's the most talented of the three. He's the youngest of the three, but he is the most talented, I think, of the three. And he brings something that those other guys can't, which is a rim protector. He's the best shot blocker in the Big 12 Conference. So you know, it's a question of style. Do they stick with Jacobson and Young and go two bigs and try to combat Kansas's two bigs, or do they say, no, we'll play Condit with four small guys and try to go that way? I don't know yet what's going to happen in that regard, but I think as the season goes on, you'll see more and more of, you know, playing one big at a time and surrounding them with smaller players. Because even in the case of Michael Jacobson, you know, even though he's playing the four this year and last year he was playing the five, if you look at his stats a year ago, he was a pretty good offensive basketball player playing that five position. So he can do some nice things from that spot. So even if he's rotating with George Condit, either as the starter or coming off the bench, he might be more effective with a move like that. So we'll see what happens. But I'm sure Coach Prohm is weighing through all those things right now and trying to figure out what's best for this team. It's been a process, as I mentioned, and I think it's still a work in progress.
The Cyclones have won six of their last eight home games against the Jayhawks. John Walters joining us. Next, the starting five, the best player performances after the first conference game, or two in some cases. That's coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and... And if
you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm your host, Bill Pollack, heard on great radio stations across the footprint of the Big 12 here in the United States. And if you're not nearby one of our local affiliates, you can always listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Time for our starting five. These are the top five performances, not a full week yet, but from last Saturday at the start of Big 12 play. And we'll start with TCU's R.J. Nembhard. Career-high 31 points on 10 of 15 shooting, 6 of 8 from 3. Nembhard banked a 3 from near the center court logo with 1.7 seconds exactly. And he scored the first 4 points of overtime, lifting the Horned Frogs to their 81-79 win over Iowa State.
Here's Nembhard for three. He answers, so does R.J. Well, the offensive end with a tray there. Inside the arc, R.J. gets the screen, pulls the trigger, free throw line. Jumper score, and R.J. Nembhard. And we're tied at 6-7. In the backcourt is R.J. Nembhard. Nembhard with it. Three-pointer early here. Banked it and tied it.
Great shot. Still counts on the bank. Brian Estridge on the call for TCU. Iowa State's Tyrese Halliburton. I already talked about him, but when you get the first triple-double of the Big 12 season, he's got to make the starting five.
23-22 lead. Hey, it's a steal. A little pressure for Iowa State. Bolton to Halliburton for three. Get in there. Yes. Boom. Tyrese Halliburton knocks down the well-marked three, and Iowa State has a 26-22 lead here in Fort Worth. He's really stepped it up since Bain left this game. There's Tyrese getting inside the lane. Jam! Tyrese Halliburton carves the lane. Wow. Throws it down with one hand. Yeah, the Cyclones are feeling the flow. Prentice puts it down for the two on the baseline. No good. Loose basketball controlled by Tyrese. The jam! George Condit knocks it down. Yes!
Get down on the floor. Toughness.
Absolutely love it. 61-57.
Halliburton was doing it all. Chris Williams on the Cyclone Network, he was filling in for John Walters. On Monday night, after a tough loss at Kansas State, the West Virginia Mountaineers were looking to bounce back against Oklahoma State. It was a night where the shots weren't falling for either team. It was, let's be honest, it was kind of ugly. But Big 12 newcomer of the week, Oscar Tshiebwe, did his part, scoring 12 points, grabbing 8 rebounds, and a big reason they held Oklahoma State to 29% shooting.
Long rebound taken by Tshiebwe. Sheebway's driving on the floor. Gets it to Haley. Alley-oop. Slam! Dunk! Oscar Tshiebwe. Hello, Stillwater.
How about that pass by Haley? It set it up right to him.
Absolutely perfect play by Haley. West Virginia has its largest lead of the game. McCabe catches the ball, looks for Tshiebwe, gets it to the right elbow to Culver. He drops it down to Oscar. He lays it up and in. Great high-low set. Culver, Tshiebwe, Oscar's 6-point Mountaineers lead by a dozen. Rebound tipped, loose. Taz Sherman, transition, West Virginia, 3-on-1. Taz, Oscar, two hands, slam dunk with 13-13 to go. Tshiebwe off the turnover with his 8th point.
Tony Caridi with the calls. Pretty performance in an ugly game. But all right, back to Saturday. We'll stay. The Mountaineers were the opponent. Kansas needed muscle to match up with Tshiebwe and Culver. The two bigs, Devon Dotson, Marcus Garrett, they made big plays for KU down the stretch. Christian Braun had a good game coming off the bench. The freshman played 30 minutes. They all compliment Udoka Azubuike. A perfect 6-for-6 from the floor, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 6 blocks.
Here's Garrett on the left block, hooks it to Doak, and a two-hand rim-rocking flush for Udoka Azubuike. Here's a cut by Doak, strip going up, he gets the hoop,
and the harm. A chance at a three-point play.
Garrett on the left block, hooks it to Doak, and a two-hand rim-rocking flush for Udonka as a Buki.
Man-to-man for West Virginia. Ochai Alam.
Oh! Send that puppy to SportsCenter as Udonka rocks the rim with a posterizing flush.
Here's a lob
and a big-time dunk. Udonka slams it home. Devon on the feed and Doak on the flush.
Now the rim making some noise. Brian Haney with the calls there. All right, our last one, not a player, but a Baylor fan. Did you see this guy? He sunk a putt for $5,000. If you didn't see this, they do this at all the basketball games now. This is the big thing. But they line up on one baseline and put a golf ball the length of the court, and then it rolls up a ramp that's kind of like a cornhole type of board box. I mean, it's almost impossible to do. In fact, I think they've been doing this contest for 16 years at Baylor, and this is the first time that anyone made the full court putt. And then I realize, as I track down this audio, I don't even know what this poor guy's name is, but he's the first one to hit this putt at Baylor.
I know I pushed it off to the right, but as it goes past half court, it starts to curl back in, and it's the perfect speed, and it's just going closer and closer, and then all of a sudden, it's pandemonium as it pops on the green and goes in the hole. Nobody could believe it, including me. It was pretty amazing. The only advice I can give is every time I've ever been here, I see people, they overhit it because of being on a gym floor versus the green. So, you know, you almost feel like you're not even going to get it to the hole.
All right, come on, get this guy. Get him, come on. He's giving us more insight than Brooks Koepka on a tournament-winning putt or Tiger Woods. Anyway, congratulations to that man, that Baylor fan, the $5,000 putt. All right, that's our look at our starting five. I will have five players for you next week, but I had to give some props to that guy. Amazing putt. Reveal Suits is the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designing custom-branded suits and blazers representing your college, your favorite team, whatever your passion is. Go to RevealSuits.com for all your luxury apparel needs. So what do they do? Well, the big thing, Reveal Suits can customize any lining, the inside part of your suit, and add your school's logo, your business logo. Reveal Suits provides upscale signature-branded merchandise to professionals, fraternities, sororities, sports organizations. If you want to stand out among your peers and your competition, they offer 35 measurement and suit style options, so you have the freedom to build your own suit just for you, right down to the embroidered, made exclusively for, and then you fill in the blank. So turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos, where passion meets fashion. Find them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, RevealSuits.com. All right, we've got more coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today. Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 Women's Basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the start.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights at 9 Eastern on channel 375. Got a new feature here on Big 12 This Week.
He said what? 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 He said what?
It's called He Said What? I'll read you a quote from someone in the Big 12. It could be a player, a coach, maybe one of our play-by-play guys. Maybe you've heard it. See if you can figure out who it is. And then later in the show, I'll play the actual clip. Here's tonight's quote. I'll read the quote first, and then we'll have it. So here it is. A quote, I can't control what those three blind mice running around out there do. That's a great one. Great one to start the feature. I saw that. It's like, we got to start something with this one. Jeff Hexton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. 57-52 loss to the Baylor Bears, rebounding, free throw shooting, decision making. Chris Beard listed off those three as factors in the loss to Baylor. Was that more Texas Tech's doing or more that they just played a really good Bears team that's ranked fourth in the nation?
I think you, first off, better give Baylor a heck of a lot of credit. And I know that that's what the Texas Tech coaches would do and have done. I mean, they are the fourth-ranked team in the country for a reason. These guys have really all the pieces, I think, to make a deep March run. They handled a rowdy 15,000-seat sold-out United Supermarkets Arena. They never flinched from that volume that the Red Raider fans brought. So I would bring a lot of credit first to Baylor. And then you go to looking kind of inward and say, what did we do wrong? Well, you mentioned some of those things. The free throws killed, the rebounds killed, and some decision-making killed. So there's blame to go around, but the first thing you better do is give credit to Coach Drew and Baylor. Again, number four for a reason.
Yeah, Love, I mean, to me, it's not young versus old team. It's truth. And so on a night where you don't play hard, don't give yourself a chance, and I'll be in there, you know, making sure they understand. But that is not the case tonight. You know, I thought our guys battled. I thought they wanted to win. They played hard. Some of our best shooters just couldn't get a shot down. That's basketball. You know, we had a great crowd. We're playing for first place in the Big 12 against the number four team in the country. It just wasn't our night. But I'm proud of these guys and their effort. We just got to play a lot better.
That's Coach Chris Beard on his postgame show. He loved the team's effort. Losing is never easy. But, Jeff, if the effort is there, that at least makes the coach's job a little bit easier, right?
Yeah. You never want to have to coach effort, that's for sure. And sometimes you do. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's a lot of ball that gets played over a season, a lot of miles that get covered. And these guys, for the most part, are kids, you know. So sometimes you do have to coach effort, but when you don't, that's a bonus. And I never thought that that was an issue. I thought that every single player for the Red Raiders that came to the floor brought that effort and enthusiasm that's needed to play at a high level. Just I think that there's going to be a lot of nights that look like the Oklahoma State game for Tech and a lot of nights that look like the Baylor game. And that's also can be called life in the Big 12. So, again, we've seen one really good, one not so good. I think that most of this league will experience nights like that over this year.
Top 25 matchup coming up, number 22 Texas Tech at number 17 West Virginia, a 6 Eastern tip on Saturday. Rebounding was an issue on Tuesday. The Mountaineers have Oscar Tshiebwe, Derek Culver, big guys who take up a lot of space. What's the best way Texas Tech can go after those two?
Well, you have to put a hip and a rear end into those guys and try to root them off the blocks and even further, really, because their athleticism and strength and just overall length just pose so many issues. So you better be ready to engage in a battle and get those guys as far away from the basket as possible, because if you don't, they're going to make you pay like Baylor did with Gillespie and Vidal. And you're right, it's a very similar challenge. And what you're going to see with West Virginia, as you did with Baylor, I think those two teams mirror each other a bunch. And certainly Culver and Tshiebwe are legitimately scary guys to try and scout and plan for.
It's good that they're both similar. I mean, obviously a long 18-game conference schedule just getting started, but this would be kind of a good measuring stick here after playing one team like this to turn around and see how they do on the road now this Saturday.
Yeah, because the freshmen, which there are a number of on the Texas Tech roster, have never played on the road in the Big 12, and they're waiting on us up there in Morgantown, defending Big 12 champ that won up there last year. Of course, Coach Huggins will have his guys absolutely at the pinnacle of being ready to play. So you're going to have to meet a lot of challenges that wait on you in Morgantown. Never an easy place to play. Their fans do a tremendous job. So, it's not impossible to go up there and play well and walk away with a W, but you're going to have to be pretty special to do it.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. Red Raiders and Mountaineers, 6 Eastern tip again on Saturday. Jeff Haxton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, it's great to have him along. And I wanted to let you know, Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Big 12 Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity, but drink it responsibly. And it's time for Making It Look Natural. Kansas and West Virginia, they gave us a good one on Saturday. Udoka Azubuki slammed not one, but two alley-oops over Oscar Tshiebwe. The second capped an 8-0 run to give the Jayhawks a 45-38 lead and sending what was a quiet crowd into a fog frenzy.
Man-to-man for West Virginia, Ochai Alam.
Oh! Send that puppy to Sports Center as Udoka rocks the rim with a posterizing flush.
Doak making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Our can't-miss game of the week is coming up next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. And they have tickets on sale now for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City this March. Visit ticketsforless.com for the best selection, best seats, and best prices on Big 12 Basketball Tournament tickets today. Single session and all session strips are available. And Tickets for Less will never charge you any taxes or service fees. Score great deals on Big 12 Tournament tickets at ticketsforless.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Big 12 women are back. Here's your chance to see some of the best collegiate women's basketball in the nation back in Kansas City. See the defending national champion Baylor and other nationally ranked teams in the Big 12 March 12 through 15 at Kansas City's historic Municipal Auditorium.
Tickets on sale now at visitkc.com/Big12WBB or Ticketmaster.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. Glad you're with me. Time for our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. A noon central tip from Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence on Saturday. Number 4 Baylor against the 3rd-ranked Jayhawks, who get through their midweek test against Iowa State and then turn their attention to the Bears. KU's Bill Self has been happy with the team's defense. Rebounding could always be better. And as we heard Jeff Haxton, a voice of the Red Raiders, just say, Baylor and West Virginia, very similar. And Self thinks that the win last Saturday over the Mountaineers is something that they can build on.
I think it should give us some confidence. You know, it goes to show you, you know, if you're tough and if you defend, you can still play. I would say rebound, but that obviously not the case in that game. But, you know, we our first shot defense was terrific. We did a pretty good job in that area, and the crowd certainly helped us. If that game was on the road today, we probably don't win. So that was – I think it speaks to if you just hang in there and guard, you still got a chance regardless.
Over to the Baylor side, Scott Drew was pleased with the way that his team handled the pressure of playing at a tough place like Texas Tech, and he thinks that will definitely help Saturday at Allen Fieldhouse.
The thing that I was most proud being in first road Big 12 game, hostile arena, against a very well-coached and very good team. We never lost our poise and composure, and some teams get rattled and throw it away, and then now they score another quick bucket. And I thought our guys did a great job in moving on to the next play. And
well, I want to hear from John Morris, voice of Baylor. After the win at Texas Tech, how much confidence does that give the Bears going into Lawrence, a place that they've never won before?
Boy, you're right. Baylor's never won inside Allen Fieldhouse. They have played a few close games there, and even not a lot of those. But I think Baylor is playing with a lot of confidence right now, and I think it's on a firm foundation, too. You know, it's not false confidence because they played such a tough schedule already, three top 25 wins in non-conference, and then the win over Texas Tech in Lubbock in their place on Tuesday night, which was really great preparation for what the Bears will see in Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday.
Get some thoughts from Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Baylor has led all but about 9 minutes of their last seven games. So how important is it for Kansas to get off to a quick lead and then the advantage that that becomes for the Jayhawks at home if Baylor needs to play from behind?
Baylor certainly is a tough team to come back from behind on, and yet in that building where Kansas just continues to have dominance unlike I've ever seen. I mean, 96% home court winning percentage for Bill Self. It's unreal. Only 13 home losses. Scott Drew knows as well as anybody how tough it is to win there. I mean, it got to the point a few years ago where he would take his team out in the tunnel, in the hallway, the concourse, and not watch the intimidating pregame hype video that runs through the storied history of Kansas basketball and all that they've accomplished. And so, you know, a lot of folks point to the number of losses Scott Drew has in the fog compared to Bill Self. It's a tough, tough place for anybody to go and get a win. So, yes, a fast start would be imperative for Kansas, but we've also seen them rally back from down against really good teams. I mean, we're all reminded of the 14-point deficit with 2:45 to go a couple of years ago versus West Virginia. And they even had a halftime deficit versus the Mountaineers last week that they rallied back from. But I think this particular Kansas team, because they don't have as much three-point firepower, you do want to keep it close or play from out in front and not dig too deep of a hole.
We're looking at our Big 12 can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Baylor at Kansas. Back to John Morris. Baylor forced 20 turnovers at Tech. Kansas has had their issues with turning the ball over. What's the best way that Baylor can push the Jayhawks into making mistakes?
You know, playing in Allen Fieldhouse against Kansas, you're going against that sixth man, going against the crowd also. I think Baylor's done a really good job of handling really tough atmospheres on the road, like in Lubbock on Tuesday. If they can push the Jayhawks, you know, with their defense into making some turnovers, that's just a real plus. And Baylor's got the guards that can do that, really quick guards, a really good, sound approach defensively. Baylor's playing, as you know, a lot more man defense than they have zone, and doing this a lot more than they have the last few years. So turnovers really could be a real key on Saturday.
Brian, 3 of 17 from three-point range against West Virginia. If the Jayhawks struggle like that again, can they afford to have another shooting performance like that this Saturday?
Obviously, the Jayhawks want to shoot it better than 3 of 17, and there have been several performances like that this season. It's a team that's going to score points in the paint better than anybody, not just because of Udoka Azubuike and David McCormick and Silvio De Sousa, but because their guards drive the ball downhill so well and really do a terrific job of getting to the rim. Devon Dotson, most especially, but also Marcus Garrett and a couple others. And so for Kansas, the three-point shooting needs to come to spread the floor and allow more gaps to drive and keep the defense honest from collapsing down on the bigs. But it's not necessarily vital that they're a prolific three-point shooting team like the 2018 Final Four team was when that team set the school record, and we saw just unbelievable three-point shooting from Graham, Mikhailuk, and Newman. This club, if they could just be adequate and hit seven or eight threes a game, I think they'd take that because they're so potent in the paint.
This is our Big 12 can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. Back to the coaches. Bill Self says that you're not seeing – listen, and I think every coach would say this. The team that you see now is not what he expects to see what this team is going to be in March. And if things go the way that he wants, he's pretty in-your-face about what needs to happen.
I think that we're not anywhere close to what we can become, but I think that we've shown that we can guard. So we got to continue to get better on that end, and certainly rebounding the ball. But, you know, we're not going to have a chance to have a special season unless, let's just call it like it is, unless Ochai and Christian and Isaiah Moss can shoot the ball from the perimeter. And we've got to get something out of Isaiah. I think if we're able to do that, I think we can be a pretty good offensive team. But if I was going to grade us, I'd say we're probably right where a passing grade would be.
All right, so we're halfway through the season. This would only be game 3 of 18 in conference play. But winning these types of games makes the biggest difference to a team's season, especially if it comes on the road. Here's Scott Drew.
Each year, successful seasons usually come down to your close games, how you do. And, I mean, this is a Big 12 game, and most of them come down to one or two possessions. And you're gonna win some, lose some. You got to be able to move on and focus on the next one. But obviously, anytime you can win on the road, it's something that doesn't happen often. So you got to be proud and confident and excited.
Go back to Brian Haney. He shared some interesting thoughts on how Bill Self looks at these high-profile conference games.
I'm not sure if Coach will put extra emphasis on this one, but he will point out the fact that Baylor's already logged a top 25 road win, and if Kansas were to bow on Saturday to the Bears, Baylor would have two huge Big 12 road wins under their belt. And the way Coach Self looks at it, road wins over an 18-game league slate, those are all plus one. A home victory is just holding serve or breaking even, a plus zero. If you lose at home, it's minus one. And that's literally how he goes through adding up their road to league titles each year. And so he would hate to see Baylor be plus two in two of the three toughest road games they're going to play in all year. And so for those reasons, he probably will have some extra emphasis on making sure Kansas can hold serve at home versus the Bears.
John Morris, what matchups should fans keep an eye on between Baylor and Kansas?
I think look at the guard play. Some really good matchups on Saturday between Baylor and Kansas. And the guards, Devon Dotson, of course, for Kansas is front and center. Baylor's got some really good guards that have really keyed this 12-1 start for Baylor. You know, Tristan Clark has been slowed, still rehabbing from that knee injury, and it has been a guard-dominated team for the most part. Now, Freddie Gillespie inside has been good for Baylor. 5 double-doubles, 1 point away from what would have been a 6th double-double in the game against Texas Tech. So how about that matchup? The guards, but then inside with Freddie Gillespie of Baylor versus Udoka Azubuike. I think there's really good matchups all over the floor on Saturday. This is a really, really good high-profile game for the Big 12. National TV on CBS, number 3 versus number 4. I am really looking forward to seeing the Bears and the Jayhawks play Saturday.
Yeah, and so are we. 1 p.m. Eastern tip, the game on CBS. That's our Big 12 can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. Score great deals today using the discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. That's a discount code Big12Radio when you check out ticketsforless.com. And they've got some great seats available for this big number 3 versus number 4 matchup. More coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. When I pop open, you panic and... And if you've got cut-rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Back on Big 12 this week. Thanks to David Jordan playing our commercials, keeping things running smooth. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. If you can't hear the show live, download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you download your podcasts, and subscribe to us. Add us to your posse, if you will. Search Big 12 this week. All right, let's get to this.
He said what? What? He said. He said what?
I can't control what those three blind mice running around out there do. Who said it? It was Bob Huggins, coach of West Virginia.
I can't control what those three blind mice running around out there do.
You know, I mean, I can't control that. I think what we all would love to see is consistency. That's all. Consistency. Foul there, foul here. And that's hard. And I understand it's hard. It's a hard job. They do get paid pretty handsomely for it, but it's a hard job, you know. But just be consistent. What's a foul here is a foul there. It's just a consistent deal. And that's hard because you have three different guys out there with really three different judgments. You know, one guy who thinks it's a foul and another guy doesn't think it's a foul. And so all of a sudden you say, why are you calling it this way on one end, calling it that way on the other end? And the guy says, I'm not. And he's not lying. He's not. You know, that's the hard part of it, I think.
That was Bob Huggins on his post-game radio show following the loss at Kansas. And, you know, coaches, fans, players, I mean, understand that inconsistency. And it's not done on purpose, but one more foul was actually called on Kansas in that game, 19-18. But when you take into account when and where those fouls are called, that can make a big difference. The Jayhawks went to the foul line 30 times, and they made 19 of them for 63%. West Virginia only went 22 times to the line, so eight fewer, and they only made 12 for 54%. So KU made 19 at the free throw line, West Virginia 12. It's a 60-53 final. There's 7 points, and KU made 7 more free throws. So, you know, I think us as fans, because the word free is attached to it, that we want to look at that stat and say, well, that's the difference. That was the 7-point outcome. You know, but listen, to be in the top half of the country, I'm explaining this to fans because, listen, I get like this too. I'm like, oh, the disparity of the fouls. And listen, to be in the top half of the country, your team should be shooting 70% at the free throw line. And that's just to rank 170th and better from there. So if West Virginia shot 72% for this game, that's an extra 4 points for them. So now you're looking at it being a one-possession game. So my point is, as much as we want to bang on officials that, you know, they're affecting the outcome of games or they're giving, you know, more home cooking to one team over the other, listen, get your free throw percentage from 54% to 72%. Just hit 4 of 14 from three-point range instead of 3 for 14. And for the Mountaineers, that makes up the difference. So, you know, you've got different guys who see different things. Some officials will let things slide a little bit more. Guys call a little bit tighter. And when they're both working the same game and one's on one end of the floor, one's on the other, I mean, that's part of the game. So I'm not criticizing Huggins. I get that you want to be consistent and you want to have that consistent. We all do, to make the game better. But just pointing out to fans, for this example, you got to shoot better free throws. And if you shoot better at the free throw line, then the disparity of you know, the 22 to the 30 doesn't make that big of a difference. So, all right, I'll get off my soapbox. I'll calm down. But anyway, point well taken. So that was our new segment of He Said What. I love it. More coming up, Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
Wrapping things up here on Big 12 this week. If you would have asked me which Big 12 head football coach would get an NFL job first, I would have said Lincoln Riley over Matt Rhule. I mean, his dream job was open at Dallas. Jerry Jones went with past NFL experience. Mike McCarthy was the right choice. I think that's very favorable for Oklahoma and Sooner fans. And then for Matt Rhule, he gets a shot with Carolina. And, you know, I'm not criticizing him at all. I mean, he wanted to go and do this and, you know, looked at a great opportunity. Look at $8.5 million per year. Absolutely. Suzanne Halliburton from Austin American Statesman told me that the Baylor players really want Joey McGuire, Rule's top guy. We'll see who Mac Rhodes picks for his next head coach with the Baylor Bears. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Enjoy the basketball this weekend. I'm Bill Pollack. This is the Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.